A grant hopes to discover whether some pollutants may be linked to autism. And a state permit for the Midwest's largest oil refinery has the Great Lakes state threatening to sue over Lake Michigan pollution. Today is August 17, 2007, and here's what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.
EPA is giving a California school $7.5 million to discover whether chemical pollutants are contributing to the growing number of Americans born with autism. The University of California, Davis will use the extended grant to investigate how exposure to certain contaminants, including mercury, may help cause autism during fetal development. The university's Center for Children's Environmental Health will conduct the research. In the past, health problems were attributed to a single cause and effect, such as a virus, genetics, or trauma. The center has theorized, however, that diseases such as autism can be influenced by a confluence of factors, such as genes and several pollutants. There are several childhood ailments that are rising with no obvious explanation, including asthma, allergies, and autism. Estimates show that there could be up to 1.5 million autistic people in the United States today. Last week, our podcast reported that EPA is looking for public comment on proposed changes to the agency's ground-level ozone standards. Now we have dates for you. EPA will hold 5 public hearings to receive comment on the agency's proposed revisions to the National Air Quality Standards for Ground-Level Ozone. The hearings will be held on August 30th and September 5th from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. or until the last registered speaker has spoken. The Warwick Hotel in Philadelphia and the Wilshire Grand Los Angeles will host the first round on August 30th. The Atlanta Federal Center, the Westin Michigan Avenue in Chicago, and the Houston Marriott West Loop by the Galleria will be the sites for the September 5th hearings. Those interested in speaking at the hearings may contact Ms. Tricia Crabtree at 919-541-5688 or email crabtree.tricia@epa.gov. Coming up, states that use Lake Michigan as a drinking water source are incensed at an Indiana permit that could dump thousands of pounds of ammonia and suspended solids into the Great Lake. But industry and Indiana officials say this is the kind of sacrifice we need to make to lower the cost of oil and create jobs. After a word from our sponsor.
ESS provides world-class compliance solutions for total emissions management and greenhouse gas reporting. Collect, monitor, report, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions for all operations across your enterprise with ESS software and services. Find out why more than 30% of the EPA's top environmental performers are clients of ESS by visiting www.ess-home.com/discover.
Indiana's largest oil refinery has touched off a fierce public outcry concerning the health of Lake Michigan. Great Lakes environmental groups and lawmakers are up in arms over a permit issued last month by the Indiana Department of Environmental Management to the Whiting Refinery, which is operated by fuel giant British Petroleum, or BP. The permit allows BP to more than double its daily dumping of ammonia and discharge an additional 4,925 pounds of suspended solids into Lake Michigan. The wastes are the byproducts of the refining process. Indiana regulators told the New York Times that the refinery's $3 billion expansion would meet an estimated 2,000 contract jobs and 80 new permanent jobs. BP representatives claim the permit is stricter than federal requirements. Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels, who supports the permit, said the extra pollution was well worth the expected economic benefits. However, Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich has threatened legal action if the permit is not rescinded. Congressman Rahm Emanuel, Democratic representative from Illinois, along with Republican Vern Ehlers of Michigan, recently sponsored a non-binding resolution to condemn the permit. The resolution passed 387-26, and BP has agreed to look at alternatives. The EPA held a summit between all parties this Wednesday. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and ESS, we thank you for listening.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.